Good morning. We missed you all last week. We were in Fort Collins, so we are delighted to be back with you today. Now please turn to Psalm 32, and we're reading verses 5 through 7 of Psalm 32. We continue our meditations in this particular psalm in preparation for our time of confession. Psalm 32, verse 5. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. This is God's word. Well, as we prepare for our time of confession, we've been learning from Psalm 32. And last time we were looking at verse 5, which is David coming to the point where he said, I'm not going to hold my sin in anymore. I'm going to go to the Lord. I'm going to confess my transgressions. And then we saw what the result was. You forgave the iniquity of my sin. It's very simple. We observe the simplicity of confession, that David did not have to go through some long, drawn-out process to receive the forgiveness of God. And now we come to verse 6, which is the primary focus this morning, where David says, for this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Now notice how he begins verse 6. He says, for this cause. So what verse 6 is based upon is what verse 5 said. We're flowing from verse 5, and so we need to see them in connection. And what David is doing is he's reasoning from his past experience of God's mercy to say, therefore, I have good reason to believe, to know, that God's going to hear my prayer once again. This is the way I would paraphrase what David is saying in connection with verse 5 and 6. Since God was so gracious and merciful to hear my prayer of confession and to forgive me when I had rebelled against him, then surely God will hear my prayers again and again and again. He's going to receive my prayers. David is confident that because God is a forgiving God, that he can go to God with anything in time of need. Basically, what verse 6 is saying is very similar to what Hebrews 4 says when we read, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There's a few other details in verse 6 to consider as well. Notice it says, everyone who is godly shall pray to you. This verse tells us that there is no such thing as a prayerless Christian. It doesn't exist. There is no Christian, no true Christian, who is prayerless. Because it says everyone who is godly shall pray. That is the one of the defining characteristics of the godly person, is that they communicate with God. They pray to God. It's interesting that when you come to the conversion of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, and Ananias is commanded to go to see Paul in Damascus, and the Lord says to Ananias, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. That was the first sign. That was what Ananias was to look for. Look for a praying man. He's been born again. He's now praying to God. That's a sign of life in Paul's life. Thomas Watson, the Puritan, said, a man cannot live unless he takes his breath, nor can the soul unless it breathes forth its desires to God. As soon as the babe of grace is born, it cries. Just as a baby comes forth from the womb and it cries, well, so the babe of grace, the one who has received spiritual life, cries to God. Everyone who is godly shall pray to the Lord. So we see that as well in verse 6. And then we have this description of the flood. What does this mean? The flood of great waters. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Now we've seen at times, as you study the news, how dangerous floods can be, how deadly they can be. And I think what David is giving us a picture of here is that the dangerous times in life, whatever they may be, when they come upon us, the idea is that we are safe because we have a refuge with God. He's confident that when the floods come, there's going to be this wall of protection around him, that he's not going to be touched because he can go to God in prayer. The Word of God says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And so we run into that tower by prayer. We escape the floods of great waters by going to the rock that is higher than I through prayer. And then the final detail of verse 6 is this phrase, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. The scriptures teach us that there is a time at which God is accessible to us, and then there is a time at which we lose that opportunity. When we die and we go to the judgment seat of God, when Christ returns, there will be a point at which there is no longer an opportunity to call upon the name of God. Isaiah 55 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And so this is also an expression of urgency that we would be those who pray, that God is available to us. He is near. He is accessible. And so go with confidence and prayer to God, because he will hear the cry of every godly one who comes to him. But there's a bit of an implicit warning that we do not spurn the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord, that we do not waste the opportunity that is given to us to call upon him while he may be found. And so taken all together, brothers and sisters, verse 6 is an expression of the confidence we have to pray to God, because our God is a forgiving God. And so that prepares us for our time of confession now, that we come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And we come through his blood. And so let's pray and confess now to God, asking that he would forgive us. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a strong tower, a refuge for the godly. We come with confidence, knowing that you have forgiven our sins in the past, and you have promised through Christ to continue to forgive us all our sins. We ask that you would make every one of those godly ones who pray. Just as humans must breathe, may we be those who know how essential prayer is to our spiritual life. And we thank you for the protection we have in your strong name, that the floods of great waters will not touch us, because you are our strong tower and our support. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.